Rise, loyal one, forgiven, Ali intoned. Felix repeated it. Suki stood, bowed, and backed away without a sound. Felix watched him go. He turned back to his friend.
Ali, you set that up. You set me up.
Yes, I needed to know.
Well, you found out.
Yes,
you buried it deep. Let it stay there, Ali.
No. The ominous tone touched Felix. He felt something tearing far inside. The engine warped violently in and out of the shadows.
Ali, please.
Look at you. Look at what you've become. Wrapped up in that husk of yours. You look like a weapon.
That's what I am, Ali.
Yes, but whose?
My own. That's not the way it works, Felix.
He raised his gold-covered hands and clenched them into fists before Felix's faceplate.
God damn you, Felix, he roared. You are not dead. Stop acting like it.
Felix lurched back as if struck. He knew it was coming. He saw it in his friend's angry eyes, and he knew there was no way to stop it. There was no protection, no armor. Not for this.
Angel is dead, said the Maseo.
Felix sank to his knees like a rag doll.
No, Ali. She's dead. Angel died. No, please.
He was gasping, his arms folded tightly across his stomach. He couldn't breathe.
She's dead. Your wife is dead. She died in a freighter accident.
He vomited, tried to crawl away. The Maseo followed.
It was a freak accident. It shouldn't have happened, but it did. Please, no.
Felix gasped.
Yes, yes. You know it. You found the freighter yourself. Ali. No. You found the ship, and you found her body. Or what was left of it after zero pressure had blown. No!
He rose back to his knees. His arms shot out from his sides, begging, beseeching.
No! No! Angel! Angel!
And he screamed the scream again. That same scream from that same horrible, ice-bloody sight. He screamed with his mind, and he screamed with his soul, and he could not stop, not to breathe, not to forget, not to live. He fainted, the only way.